弟兄姐妹平安。
Peace to you all.
我两个礼拜不在哈。
I was away for 2 weeks.
看到好多新的面孔。
And I see many new faces.
我不见得认识每一个人。
I don't think that I know all of you.
这是做牧师很 shame 的一件事情。
That's a shameful thing for a pastor.
但是没有机会，但我要认识大家。
And later on, I'll have a chance to know you better.
好，感谢主，我们继续的来谈祷告的事情。
And we continue to talk about prayer.
大家还记得我们今年的主题是什么吗？
Do you remember our theme this year?
好，知道的请举手。
Anybody?
Oh, 好，我们一起放下。在这里的请举手。好，谢谢。不在这里的就不能举手了。好，我们的祷告，我们的主题是建造祷告的教会。好，建造祷告的殿，或者建造祷告的教会。
So it's our theme for this year is to build the house of prayer.
所以我在神面前有一个心愿。
So I have a wish in front of God.
因为我知道一般教会的祷告呢都是比较。都是很重要，但是通常呢，祷告会人就最少。
And as we know that prayer is very important, but prayer meeting there is not very well attended.
所以我就有个心愿，在今年年底的时候，我们既然讲祷告，要建造祷告的教会。
So since we are talking about building a house of prayer,
所以我就希望呢，有个心愿呢，在年底的时候，我们会看到教会呢，在祷告会里面，我们至少有一半的人可以出现。
So my wish is during the prayer meeting, half of us will be there by the end of the year.
因为这真的是最重要的事情。
And because it is indeed the most important thing.
我也求主给我们恩典呢，我们也在今年，我们来更新我们祷告的生活。
And may God shed His grace upon us that so we can renew our prayer life.
如果你的祷告不太有祷告的话，我建议你开始祷告。
And if you haven't prayed much, I suggest you to start now.
你可以每一天从十分钟开始。
And you can begin with 10 minutes.
如果你已经有十分钟的祷告。
And if you already pray for 10 minutes.
那我就鼓励你呢，把它 double 变二十分钟。
And I encourage you to double that to 20 minutes.
还记得吗？你讲一半，你要听神另外一半。
And do you remember like that? You just talk half of the time, and then you need to listen to God.
你要聆听神对你的旨意，所以在祷告当中，我们说，我们也要学习聆听。
So that not only you talk during the prayer, you also listen from God.
如果你祷告是30分钟的话,
and if you pray for 30 minutes,
我要恭喜你,
and I'll congratulate you.
但是也要建议的话, 你能把它增加 double 变一个小时。
And of course, then I'll also encourage you to double that to become an hour.
所以我们在神面前呢, 我们更多的来祷告的时候, 我们就会看见神真的是我们的一切工作的那个能力的来源。
And so we continue to put ourselves into the prayer that we'll know that God is the source of all power.
所以祷告我们都知道什么叫做祷告，最简单的定义就是跟神谈话，对不对？我们在慕道班一开始就在讲，祷告就是跟神的交通或者跟神的谈话。
So what is prayer? Prayer is really just a conversation with God.
我可以看见说，其实祷告呢，当我们跟神讲话的话呢，它就可以成为一个我们属灵的一个温度计。祷告就是我们属灵的一个温度计。
And as we pray, that prayer becomes the thermometer of our spiritual life.
怎么说呢？就是我们跟神的关系好不好呢？就看我们跟神有多少的祷告。
And so that the relationship of between us and God depends on our prayer life.
也就是说，我们跟神谈话谈多少。
And that's that. How much are you having a conversation with God?
如果你观察一对夫妻他们在一起的时候
And if you observe a couple
他们两个天天就黏在一起无话不谈就是水乳交融的这样谈
And that if they have a very close relationship that no secrets among them
你就知道他们的关系很好
And you know that they have a great relationship
如果这两个人夫妻两个人都不讲话
And if you know that a couple they don't really talk to each other
你觉得他们怪怪的
And you feel a bit strange.
如果有一个丈夫告诉你说，我跟我的太太关系很好，但是我们不说话。
If a husband tell you that, well, we, I have a great relationship with my wife, but we don't really talk.
我们不太会相信啊。
We probably won't believe him.
所以谈话多少就是关系多少。
So that basically, how much you have a conversation, shows how much you have a relationship.
所以如果那夫妻之间他们不说话的话，我们说那叫做冷战啊，那个不是关系好。
So that if the couple does not talk to each other while they are having a cold war.
所以我们都知道说祷告真的是神所看重的，就是他希望我们来多多的向他谈话。
So that in the eyes of God, that prayer is very, very important, that he hoped that we will have a strong prayer life.
好，我们所今天呢，我们来看一段的经文，在路加福音第十一章。
And let's look at our verse today. It's in Luke chapter 11.
我相信这一章的经文呢，这一段的经文很多人都会背啊。
And I'm pretty sure there's most of us will be able to recite that.
这是讲到一段主导文。
And let's talk about Lord's Prayer.
在马太福音第六章也有类似的经文。
And that you have a similar passage in Matthew chapter 6.
我们今天特别来看路加福音这一段。
And let's look at Luke chapter 11.
好，我们大家一同来念。虽然我们很熟，但是我们慢慢来念神的话。好，第一节来。耶稣在一个地方祷告，祷告完了，有个门徒对他说：“求主教导我们祷告，像约翰教导他的门徒。”耶稣说：“你们祷告的时候要说：我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣，愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。”我们日用的饮食天天赐给我们，赦免我们的罪，因为我们也赦免凡亏欠我们的人，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。我们来祷告。亲爱的天父，我们感谢你，主啊，借着圣经你让我们明白你的心意，主啊，更借着这段的经文你让我们明白祷告该如何来祷告，你也叫我们明白我们怎么样才能够在你的旨意里面来寻求你，在你的爱里面来寻求你，在你的智慧里面来寻求你。求主将你的话语再一次解开，开我们的耳朵，也开我们的眼睛，让我们看见你律法中的奇妙。求主与我们同在，也掌管这段时刻。奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名祷告，阿们。好，当这第一节的时候，他就讲到说，耶稣呢，他在一个地方祷告，祷告完了以后呢，有一个门徒就为他说：“哎，求主教导我们祷告，像什么呢？像那个施洗约翰教导他的门徒一样。”
So in the first verse that they talk about, Jesus was praying in a place, and a disciple came over here and asked him to teach them how to pray, just as John the Baptist.
所以我们可以知道说。像约翰教导他的门徒，所以约翰他是一个祷告的人，他教导祷告。
So that from here we can see that John the Baptist is also a person of prayer that he taught his disciples how to pray.
所以我们相信他的门徒也是祷告的，因为他的老师教他祷告。
So that we believe that the disciple of John is also into prayer.
事实上，我们会发现说，在圣经里面。或者是在历史当中，你看所有被神所重用的人都是祷告的人。
So if you look at the scripture, that and all people who are used mightily by God are all people who are into prayers.
在旧约的时候，让我们看到亚伯拉罕，他不管走到哪里呢，他就是马上就足坛，然后求告主耶和华的名。
So in Old Testament, Abraham wherever he went.He built an altar and then he prayed there.
然后我们看到他的儿子以撒和雅各呢，也都是足坛求告神的名。
And also Isaac and Jacob.
摩西呢，怎么样？他在山上四十昼夜呢，跟神面对面就谈话。
And of course Moses, he was with in Mount Sinai for 40 days, with converse with God.
当我们再看到这个合神心意的大卫呢，他的祷告呢，更是当我们打开圣经的诗篇的时候，全部都在讲，都是他的祷告。
And of course, if we look at Psalm, it's all filled with prayer to God, by written by David.
所以祷告，神所看重的门的人都在祷告。
So that people who is used mightily by God are also very much into prayer.
在这个地方呢，我们可以看到耶稣其实他也是一个祷告的人，非常多的祷告。
And of course, from here we can see that Jesus had a lot of prayer as well.
常常呢，他整夜的祷告。
And he a lot of time that he prayed whole night.
也在自己独自在一处祷告。
And he also a lot of time he prayed alone.
这是耶稣祷告的习惯，常常跟天父交通。
And that become his custom that he had a lot of conversation with God the Father.
所以在这个地方，我们看见耶稣呢，在一个地方祷告。
And we can see here that Jesus was praying in a certain place.
所以我们没有看到太多的人群聚集在旁边。
And we didn't see there's a lot of people around.
很可能他一个人在那边祷告。
And very possible that he was alone.
当门徒看到耶稣祷告，祷告完了以后呢，门徒就有感动。
And then when the apostles saw Jesus praying, they were moved inside and then came over.
可能是被主耶稣的祷告所感动。
And that they were very possibly moved by the prayer of Jesus.
就想要学怎么样去祷告呢？
And so they came over and wanted to learn how to pray.
所以就问耶稣怎么祷告，教导我们祷告，求主
教导我们
祷告。
And say, Lord, teach us to pray.
所以到了第二节的时候呢，耶稣就说什么呢？
So that when it comes to the second verse,
他说你们祷告的时候呢，要说我们在天上的父。
And then when say when you pray, say Father, who is in heaven.
所以后面呢，他讲到说，愿人都尊你们为圣，什么讲了很多。
And then followed by hallowed be thy name and so forth.
我们今天呢，就专注在第一句话，我们在天上的父。
And that's focus on the first sentence, Father in heaven.
弟兄姐妹，我们今天对主导文都很熟了，所以我们就觉得我们在天上的父。
And since we are very familiar with Lord's Prayer, it just kind of went by us that, you know, Father in heaven.
我们觉得很简单，就是我们在天上的父，天父。
And we just say Father in heaven.
好像叫一个人很直接，很没有隔阂一样，哎，天父，就天父。
And just like you're addressing somebody without a distance, well, Father in heaven.
可是当我们看到，其实在当时代啊，这是延续到旧约的习惯来讲呢，不太是这样祷告的。
But if we look at the background in history, at that time, well, things wasn't like that.
因为在旧约的时代呢，以色列人跟神父神的关系呢，大部分都是主哈神跟被造物的关系，仆人的关系。
So that the relationship between God at that time is God the Creator and people the Creator.
看见神都是圣哉圣哉圣哉，全能。
And whenever you refer to God as holy, holy, holy.
是至高的神。
And it's above all realms.
那我们是卑微的人。
And we are just a insignificant being.
所以呢，是差别是很大的。
So there's a big distance.
但是在圣经当中呢，也有几处的地方提到，主耶和华是以色列人的父。
But in the scripture, there were a few places that talk about a God being the father of Israel.
虽然是这个样子，但是呢，一般人在祷告的时候不会直接喊说我们天上的父或者我的父，不会这样喊。
But even with that, what people who are praying at that time will not address God directly as Father in heaven.
大家还记得当主耶稣他说我是神的儿子啊，那个时候呢，犹太人呢甚至要拿石头打他，说他说谎言的话。
And so when Jesus talk about God being his father, that people would shout at the blasphemy and wanted to stone him.
所以在这个地方呢，我们有这个旧约的背景的时候呢，你就知道说，当主耶稣教导门徒说我们在天上的父是一个称呼的时候呢，其实是一个很突破性的一个称谓。
So when Jesus teaching his apostle that when you address God as Father in heaven, that is some breakthrough way of prayer.
所以这一位在天上听我们祷告的这一位神呢，我们直接说我的父，我的天父。
And that the God who sits in the throne of heaven, that when we address him, we just say Father in heaven.
所以这是神给我们开启的，主耶稣让我们开启的，就是我们在进到一个关系里面来祷告。
So Jesus opened up a chapter for a relationship for us with God.
所以我们直接跟神祷告的时候，在旧约在新约的使徒的教导里面新约的圣经也讲，他就是我们的父，是我们的阿爸父。
So that in the New Testament, that talk about when you pray to God, that you can refer to God as our Abba Father.
让我们看罗马书第八章十五节怎么说呢？
And let's look at Romans chapter 8, verse 15. 他
说你们所受的不是奴仆的心，人就害怕，你们所受的乃是儿子的心，因此我们呼叫什么？阿爸父，阿爸 Father。
So that it says, for you did not receive the, a spirit that makes you slave again to fear, but you received the spirit of sonship.
这个阿爸，这可能是亚兰文哈，这阿爸哈，就是讲到一个很亲切的一个呼唤。我们翻译成中文呢，真的是就是音翻过来就是那个音阿爸，就是很亲切的一个呼唤。
So this Abba Father is a way that to express a close relationship.
在加拉太书四章六节也讲了类似的话。
In Galatians chapter 4, verse 6.
好，他说，我们一同来念好不好？来，你们既为儿子，神就差他儿子的灵进入你们的心，呼叫阿爸父。所以这是神差他的灵进到我们的里面，叫我们可以 cry out， 让我们可以呼喊。哦，他就是我们的阿爸，我们的父，阿爸父。
So that this in here that you can see that God sent His Spirit get into our heart so that we can cry out and said Abba Father。
所以主耶稣教导的啊，在主导文里面第一句话说：“你们在天上，我们在天上的父，就是把我们在祷告的里面，把我们带进那个关系，跟上天上我们这一位亲爱的阿爸的关系里面来祷告。”
So that when Jesus taught us in the Lord's Prayer, the first one is to open us in, to bring us into a relationship that we can address God directly as Abba Father.
所以这是我们一位亲爱的爸爸在天上，就是这么的 close， 就像人间的爸爸这样亲密的一个关系，是在祷告的里面被建立起来的。
So that in a prayer that you can have established a close relationship with God, just like in on earth that a relationship between father and son.
所以当我们进到这个关系里面来祷告的时候呢，我们至少要注意三件事情。
So as we enter into this relationship, there are three things that we need to look at.
第一件事情就是我们这位祷告我们的阿爸父呢，我们来的是一个孩子的一个心，是一个 baby 的心态来到他面前。
So the first thing is our attitude coming into before father is that we were just like a baby.
就像我们是一个小 baby 被生下来的时候，我们说我们什么都没有，我们什么都不懂，我们一无所有。
So just like when you are a baby that came into this world that we know nothing, we had nothing.
好，我们是软弱的。
We are very weak.
但是这一位父亲呢，我们的父亲哈，做父亲的却是什么？他是强壮的，而且他有智慧，而且呢，他有独立的经济能力把我们生下来，这是我们的父亲。
And of course, this father is strong and he has capable and he have a financial foundation.
所以当一个 baby 来的时候呢，他就依附在父亲的保护，依附在父亲的供应，还有他的教导之下。
So that this kid is dependent on the protection and the teaching of the father.
所以这是我们每一个孩子生下来的经历，就是什么叫做一个父，作为一个孩子的立场或者一个地位来到父面前的时候，我们就是这样。
So that's what we experience as a kid growing up. In front of our father.
我们来依附他，他是我们一切的依靠。
And that we dependent on our father, and he is our everything.
我们都知道世上的父亲呢尚且如此，那我们天上的父呢，他更是，他创造宇宙万有，他掌管宇宙万有，他所有的智慧所有的能力都是他的。
And of course, even the, if we know the father on earth, wouldn't that be evenBigger for the Father in heaven because He owns everything, He created everything.
所以我们来到我们的父面前呢，第一个态度呢，就是我们有个依附的、完全倚靠的一个态度。
So the first attitude that we should have is the attitude of dependence.
所以呢，什么叫做一个依附的心、一个态度呢
？So what is the attitude of dependence?
我觉得可以用四句话来形容。
And we can talk about it, describe it in four terms.
就像一个小 baby 一样
，just like a little baby，
才生的婴孩
，and just like a newborn baby，
一无所知
，and you know nothing，
一无所事
，and you are nothing，
一无所能
，you are capable of nothing，
一无所有
，and you are owning nothing。
这是我们的一个心态。来到神面前的时候呢，我们就说我们什么都不知道，像一个小 baby。刚生的 baby 什么都不懂，什么也都没有，什么也都不能，就是一个 baby 来到神面前。
So that is the attitude that we ought to have in front of God, that just like a little baby. We are not capable of doing anything. We don't know anything.
我相信这是上帝最喜悦人来到他面前的态度，就是 I know nothing.
And
I'm lacking of knowledge. I lack everything.
And I believe that is the attitude that pleases God the most. With the attitude humility that I know nothing.
弟兄姐妹，我不知道你平常是怎么祷告的。
Brother and sister, I'm not sure how you pray normally.
但是我观察我自己的祷告，很多时候就犯这个错误。
But when I look at my own prayer, a lot of time I have the following mistakes.
我来到神面前的时候，常常觉得我知道很多。
And when I come before God, I will think that I know quite a bit.
我也有很多的事，很多的理。
And I have a lot of items.
我也有很多的能力。
And I have a lot of capability.
我也有很多的。的所有物资源我都有
and I have a lot of possessions.
我有所知，我有所事，我有所能，我有所有，我都有。
So I know, I know a lot. I have certain status, and then I am very capable, and I own a lot of things.
所以呢，我们就坐上那个 driver's seat， 你知道，就是那个，我们就掌握方向盘，我们就开始祷告了。
So we sit on a driver's seat and start praying.
我们祷告什么呢
？And What do we pray?
主啊，我明天要去办这个事情啊，你让它顺利吧。
And so that we talk to God and say, God, I'm going to be someplace and doing something tomorrow. So be with me and just make this whole thing smooth.
上帝会说，等一下，我也没有要你去做那个事呢。
But God may say, Well, wait a second. Did I ask you to do that?
我们可能忘了问这件事情。
Maybe we all forget to ask.
因为我们都所知，我们都很多的知，我们觉得就是这样，我们就去做了。
Because we know everything, so we don't need to ask God.
是不是一个孩子的态度来到神面前呢
？So is that a attitude of dependence, just like a kid?
你知道那个孩子们小时候啊，做什么事都问爸妈有没有
？So that as a little kid, whatever that he or she does things, what they go he or she goes to the parents.
我记得我们家的孩子小时候呢。他要吃糖都会来问我可不可以吃那个糖
and when my own kids that when they are young they'll come and ask me whether I can have the piece of candy
然后一直到我们的老大十二岁以后
and until Melody is 12
他还问我可以吃糖吗
and she still asked the permission to have a piece of candy
我突然有一天觉得我的孩子长大了不应该再问这个问题了我就说定了一个规矩我们家十二岁以上你随便吃东西
so that they have the new house rule that if you are over 12 you don't have to ask
就下面的人就会啊哎，为什么姐姐都不问就可以吃然后我们都要问
and
下面还没长大
so whoever is under 12 you still need to ask
所以孩子就有一个依附的心就是我可不可以啊我就会问因为呢知道我们的父母亲他懂得 everything 所以我们就会来问
so that as a kid that you have an attitude of dependence that thinking that your parents knows everything and you'll come and ask your parents
但是我们却很多的时候我们在祷告里面我们都觉得我们已经决定了神啊你就是那个我称他做阿拉丁式神灯阿拉丁神灯式的祷告
and so that a lot of time when we pray that we already decide on things it's just like you're treating God as you know the genie of in Aladdin
所以我们已经要做这个事情了你只是好像他变成我们的仆人了去帮我们做到我们要做的事情
As if that he is actually God is actually a servant that will take care of things for us
啊，我也会常常这样祷告
And or another example
主啊求你保佑我身体健康
And say God please you know, keep me healthy
我突然有一天觉得说奇怪身体健康你自己有没有节制呢
And one day that it came to my mind that you asked for you know, healthy body, but have you control yourself?
你是不是节制饮食？你是不是节制你的睡眠？你是不是有运动？你是不是该做你做到的
？So you have, do you have restrictions on your diet? Whether you exercise, do you go have a good sleeping habit?
所以我们都觉得我们要这样，你就来做就对了。那我们可以不要做，好像我们都懂得，我们都有，就是把神当做一个差役，一个仆人。
So it's as if that we know everything, we're just using God as a servant.
啊，有的人会祷告说：“主啊，求你让我另一半得救。”
And some people will say, "Well, God, can you have my spouse be safe?"
他希望的是 ，boom， 第二天早上起来的时候，他隔壁的他的太太或者他的丈夫说：“我要信耶稣。”
And the hope was, of course, the next day, the spouse woke up and said, I want to believe in Christ.
但是我们是不是真的是一个好的见证？我们有没有挡住另外一半不要信耶稣啊？我觉得我们常常会犯这样的错误。
But have we really asked ourselves whether we are the person that will become the barrier of our spouse to believe in Christ?
你知道我听过有人讲，他说他对他的太太说，你不在的地方就是天堂。
So some people tell to his wife that
heaven. 所以他不需要得救，他已经在天，他只要不在就是天堂。
So heaven is where you are not.
还有祷告，有人祷告说，主啊，你改变这个人的脾气，怎么这么顽固啊
？Or that you will pray that, well, God, please change.This person that because he's just really stubborn.
但是常常是我们自己很坚持很顽固然后都不改变就是也不听劝。
But of course, a lot of times, actually, ourselves being stubborn and not listening.
所以你会发现说许许多多我们的祷告我们都是带着自己的一个知识带着自己一个以为然后来到神面前好像只是把它看作一个阿拉丁神灯来帮助我们做我们要做的事情。
So we can see that a lot of time when we come and pray that we come with our own knowledge and in our own capability and we're just using God as a servant just like a genie in Aladdin.
所以这不是一个真正的依附的态度好像一张白纸一样我们来到神面前就是应该是一个白纸一样。
So that is not an attitude of dependence. We should come to God, we come before God just like a white piece of paper.
我们放下自己的智慧我们放下我们自己的道理。
So we should lay down our wisdom, our own wisdom, and our own reason.
然后我们要放下我们自己的公义，放下我们自己的能力，好像一个完全倚靠的心来到神面前祷告。
And we should lay down our own justice, and we'll come to God as a clean sheet of paper.
在路加福音十八章里面特别讲到一个例子，就是有两个人他们到圣殿里去祷告。
So in Luke chapter 18, there is an example that there are two people that came into the temple.
一个是法利赛人，另外一个是税吏。
And there is a Pharisee and there is a tax collector.
这个法利赛人呢，他祷告呢，他是这个圣经上面描写他自言自语的祷告，意思就是说他的祷告神没有在听啊，但是他就这样祷告。
And then in the scripture, the Pharisee was just praying to himself.
他说：“哦，神啊，我感谢你。”啊，因为呢，我不像别人勒索、不义、奸淫啊，也不像这个税吏。
And God, I thank you that I am not like these tax collectors.
那我一个礼拜呢，禁食两次，凡我所得的，我都献上十分之一。
And I pray twice a week, and then I give 10% of whatever I have to God.
啊，镜头一转，另外那个税吏他怎么祷告呢
？And then if you look at the tax collector,
他。圣经上描写他连举目望天都不敢了、啊、只能垂着胸垂着低头然后垂着胸说什么神啊你开恩可怜我这个罪人。
And the tax collector didn't even have the courage to look up on the heaven and he looked down and pounding on his chest and say God please pardon me as a sinner.
然后你会发现到这个税吏他来到神面前他这个态度说我需要你。我来祷告，我需要你，我需要这一位天上的主。
So the tax collector came in with the attitude that I need you.
但是这位法利赛人在祷告的时候，你会发现他更不需要上帝，因为他所做的都很好了，所以他更不需要上帝。他的祷告的态度里面没有任何的依附在里面。
And then, if you look at the Pharisee, the attitude there is just that from his prayer that he does not even need God, that there is no attitude of dependence.
所以耶稣在后面回答说，这个。税吏回家呢，倒要比这个法利赛人呢更算为义了。
So that the Jesus was talking about that this tax collector is more righteous than the Pharisee.
所以这就是我们来到神面前第一个我觉得最重要的态度呢，就是不要把神看成阿拉丁神灯。我们呢是存着一个谦卑、一个卑鄙的心来到神面前。
So that our attitude must be an attitude of dependence.And humility.
然后我们称呼他是我们的阿爸，真的是我们的阿爸。
And we can refer him as our Abba Father.
第二件事情呢，第二个态度呢，特别是讲到他是我们在天上的父。
And then the second thing is that we talk about our Father in heaven.
是在天上，就是他是高位在天上。
So in heaven.
那特别是讲到什么意思？就是他是超越地上，他是一个完全的完全的智慧，完全的圣洁，因为他在天上是崇高的。
And they talk about that he has all wisdom, he's above all wisdom, and he's exalted.
我们都知道神他有就是有很多的属性啊，其中有最重要的呢，是一个他超越的属性。
And that we know that there's a characteristic of God.
他有三样事情我们要知道。第一个，他无所不在。
And there's three things that we need to know that the first thing is he's omnipresent.
第二件事情呢，他是无所不知。
And then the second thing is omniscient.
第三件事情，他无所不能。
And the third thing is omnipotent.
所以我们当我们知道他是这样子的一位神无所不在无所不知无所不能的时候我们来到他面前呢我们才有祷告呢才有这个能力啊。
So that if we know that he is a God of omnipresence, omnipotent and omnipotent, that we can come to him that we, because we know that he has all the power.
所以那就是为什么当我们在祷告之前呢最好呢有一段敬拜有一段的赞美赞美他是这样的一位神所以我们祷告才会带下信心来。
So that it is best that when you pray that you start up with praise and worship so that you praise who, for who he is and, that he can, and then get into the prayer.
要不然当我们的心里面的神还是一个普普通通的一个神的时候呢我们的祷告就觉得啊那他又能怎么样呢、so、that, 没有信心。
So that you can put God into the position where he should be, not the, just a person, just aSomething that is, does not have power.
所以当我们想到在旧约出埃及记的时候，以色列人呢，很痛苦，在做奴仆。
So that when in the Old Testament that when the Israelites was in Egypt, there was they were slaves. It was very they suffered a lot of pain.
所以他们的哀声呢，就达到神面前了。
And their cry reached to heaven.
神呢，用什么？用大能的手和伸出来的膀臂，就带领以色列人拯救他们。
So that God saved them with a strong arm.
他无所不在。
He is omnipresent. He's present everywhere.
当以色列人在受苦的时候，神与他们同在。
Because when Israelites were suffering, God was with them.
他无所不知。
And he was omniscient.
他知道以色列人的痛苦。
And he knew the pain of Israelites.
他也知道法老的刚硬。
And he knew about the hardness of Pharaoh's heart.
但是第三样，他无所不能。
And he was also omnipotent.
他最后把以色列人呢带出埃及。
And he brought the Israelites out of Egypt.
然后进入那牛奶与蜜的迦南地。
And he brought them into the land flowing milk and honey.
所以我们当我们在祷告的时候呢，第二个态度就是我们要知道他是我们在天上的一个有能力的父。
So that when we are praying, our attitude is our Father, he is in heaven, he is all powerful.
神不只呢知道他有能力呢，而且他是满了智慧。
And not only that he has a power, he has all the wisdom.
很多时候啊，我在想说，哎呀，神带领以色列人出埃及，干嘛那么麻烦啊
？And a lot of time I was thinking that, well, why did God went through all those trouble to bring Israelites out of Egypt?
当摩西回到埃及的时候呢，跟法老讲说 ，Let my people go.让我的百姓出去。
So when Moses came back and that talked to Pharaoh, just say, hey, God said, let my people go.
法老说 okay, go.
And if Pharaoh say, well, okay, go.
事情不就完了吗
Well, then it's done.
那干嘛又一灾、两灾、三灾、四灾、五灾、六灾、七灾、八灾、九灾、十灾？你知道背十个灾也是不好背啊。
So that why did he go through all the trouble of preparing all 10 plagues?
干嘛那么麻烦？
Why went through all the trouble?
我说哦，神，你有大能的膀臂，你就带他出去。然后你摩西找法老的时候，就说 OK, go, 就好了。
So, of course, if God is all powerful, then when Moses went to Pharaoh, well, he can just make Pharaoh to say yes.
所以我们就发现说，这位神呢，他不只有能力，而且他很奇怪的智慧。那我真的是说很奇怪的智慧。
So that that this God that not only he's all powerful, and he has wisdom, but some kind of strange wisdom that I cannot understand.
他常常做一件事情呢，是两件事情、三件事情，甚至五件、十件、一百件事情的目的，全部在这一件事情里面一起做掉。
And
that, 这是神的智慧。
And then God's wisdom is when you are seeing one thing, there's many, many things behind it.
当他以色列人出埃及的时候呢，神降下这么多的灾，到最后呢，什么事情发生了呢
？And after all these plagues that the Egyptians suffered, then what happened?
他借着这个十灾呢击打了埃及的所有的神祇所有的假神
And because he used all those 10 plagues to put down all the false god in Egypt.
让他的名能够传遍天下。
So that his name can be exalted.
而且到最后的时候，当吉撒长子之灾完了，第十灾完了的时候呢
？So and after the tenth plague of killing all the oldest son,
所有的埃及人都惧怕，他们都很害怕了。
And all the Egyptians were exceedingly afraid.
他们甚至求以色列人们赶快走吧。
And they were pleading the Israelites to leave Egypt.
然后以色列人走的时候呢？不是空手走，还带了埃及地的金器、银器、衣裳，全部的东西都带走。
So when Israelites move out of Egypt, not only that, they did not go out empty-handed. They came with a lot of treasure.
他们挺胸昂首的走出了埃及地。
And they went out of Egypt with pride.
这是神的智慧。
And that is the wisdom of God.
所以呢，我们在地上，神在天上，我们的眼光呢就不太一样了。
So that we have a different perspective with God, because He is in heaven and we are on earth.
所以在天上他看到的是所有的事情无所不知，他知道怎么做是最好的。
And then when He is seeing things from heaven's perspective, and He's all knowing.
我们在地上看的呢，这非常是片面的，很有限。
And whatever we see on earth is very limited.
有时候我们会觉得说，神啊，你怎么不这样？你 doesn't make sense, unfair. 但实际上呢？那才是神的智慧。
So a lot of time that we are going to call God unfair or why did you do that? But in reality, from God's perspective, that's the best thing to do.
所以很多神做的事情，我们没有办法理解，因为我们在地上。
So a lot of time we cannot comprehend God's doing because we are very limited and we are on earth.
我这次回台湾，然后有机会呢，走了一次的一两次的地下道。
And when I was in Taiwan, I had a chance to go to the underground tunnel.
你知道我从小最怕就是走地下道。
And when I was young, I was very afraid of the underpass.
因为呢，我的方向感不是太好。
And I have some sense of direction is lacking.
这是 Betty 说的。
And that's according to Betty.
我一开始不赞成。
Of course, I didn't agree to it at the very beginning.
现在呢，阿门。
And now, of course, I fully agree.
我就回想到我小时候过地下道，常常是这样发生的。
And so I remember when I went down in the underpass, a lot of time the following happens.
我要到那边去，我要过那个马路。
And I want to go to the opposite side of the road.
然后就走到地下道里面。
And then I went down to the underpass.
然后呢，上来，哎，怎么在那边
？And then I came out on the other side, but well, it's not where I wanted to go.
And then 我只好再回下去走。
And then of course I went back down again.
怎么还在那边
？And then when I woke up, I said, well, why is that over there?
因为我看不到上面到底是发生什么事情。
And because I couldn't see what's going on.
那这次呢，差点发生了。
And this time almost happened again.
我走到那个下面去，我以为我进了捷运，那个台北的捷运。
And I went down in the underpass. I thought I went to the MRT.
走上来以后，只是到了马路的另外一边，不是捷运站。
And then when I came back up, I went across the road. It's not I didn't go into the MRT station.
所以呢，我们就承认在地上的眼光是很有限的。
So we must admit that our view on the earth is very limited.
所以我们就知道说，在以赛亚书他这边讲到一句话，在55章。
So in Isaiah chapter 55,
我们来看这句话，我们一同来念好吗？这句话很好。他来，天怎样高过地，照样我的道路高过你们的道路，我的意念高过你们的意念。
And he says, as the heaven are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts.
这边讲到说，我的道路高过你的道路，我的意念高过你的意念。
So he talk about my way is above your way, and my thought is above your thought.
这是什么意思？
And what does that mean?
就是说我的比你的好。
It means, well, God's idea is better than yours.
更叫我们难过的是，
well, there's more than that.
我的意念跟你不一样。
And then, basically, God's thought is different than your thought.
所以他的做法都跟你想的不一样。
So of course, his doing is completely different than your own doing.
所以如果你不了解上帝的作为呢，那是正常现象。
So of course, if you do not comprehend God's doing, well, first, that's normal.
我们常常说，神啊，你应该是这样这样的，事情是这样发生的。我祷告是这样这样这样，但常常就不是这样发生。
So a lot of time that we think that God is going to follow a certain path, and that that's the way that we pray, but it turned out that it didn't happen that way.
我们觉得这个神是什么神啊？他怎么会这样做事啊？好奇怪。
And then a lot of time we're going to say, what kind of God is that? This is just very, very strange.
实际上那才符合圣经啊，因为呢就会不一样。这是一个正常现象。
And、of course, it's very normal. It's very biblical.
但是我们不要忘了，不一样呢是更好的不一样，不是更坏的不一样。
We have to keep reminding ourselves that different is a good kind of different.
当我们在2007年的时候，啊，2007年我们领受这个北圣河西的一个意向，我们要来这边建堂。
So then, back in 2007, that we received the vision of coming.To North San Jose to start another church.
我们从 Los Altos 搬过来，花了十几万呢，把一个工厂变成了一个教会，教堂。
So that when we came, we turned a warehouse into a church. We spent about more than $100,000 for that.
所以呢，这是一个小小的一块4000尺的一块地方。
And it was we rented a place for 4,000 square feet.
当中有很多的神迹奇事，我们都很多人也在当中经历。
And at that time there was a lot of miracles, and God's doing that many of us experienced that.
那大家都哈利路亚的见证神的带领啊，跟他的旨意，那我们都很清楚。
So we were all very excited that we thinking that is God's way of leading us.
可是呢，很奇怪啊，只用了一年呢。突然之间啊，那个 building 就被慈济买去了。慈济基金会。
Very, very strange. After we used it for 1 year, the entire building was bought by 慈济 Foundation.
所以那个时候我们都吓呆了，不知道怎么办。
And we were all in shock at that time.
我们就很奇怪，上帝在干什么，在做什么事情。
And we just did not know that what was God doing at that time.
这是什么意念，这是什么道路啊？
And what kind of thought is that? What kind of way was that?
这让人是很难接受的。
And it was very, very difficult to accept.
当时不了解，现在呢，越想越觉得这就是那个道路跟他的意念跟我们不一样。
And at that time, we did not understand or comprehend. But now, if we look back, that we're starting to know and understand better that is God's way and thought.
在这个一阵的混乱之后啊，大家坐定了，然后呢，就开始想下一步该怎么做。
So at that time there was a lot of commotions, and then after many things settled down, we start thinking, what should we do next?
所以我们就同工们就在想说，为了以后的发展，我们需要买一个自己的场地，这样就不会被人家赶走了。
So that the co-worker meeting that we all think that we ought to buy a place of our own. So that,
算一算，我们需要买一个7000尺的7000平方尺，当时只有4000，我们要买7000尺的一个地方。
So at that time, that we were all thinking that, well, we need to expand, so we go from 4,000 square feet to 7,000 square feet.
最后呢，神给的是一个什么？是一个15000尺的地方 ，double.
And so what did God give us? He gave us a place for 15,000 square feet, double the size.
讲到这个 building 当初的价钱2.8 million，就是280万开价卖价。
And this building, was going for $2.8 million.
最后呢，我们当然是用拍卖买，用一半的价钱就买到了。
So of course, we bought this, place out of auction with half of the price.
我们大概看得到神的智慧，慢慢的可以领会得到，它是真的是天上的旨意。
So we can comprehend a little better, that is His way out of heaven.
一直到今天呢，已经有那个 real estate 的那个房地产的经纪人呢，他们已经把 proposal 送过来，他们说我们要用400万买你的地方。
And even today, there was real estate brokers came and make the offer for this place for $4 million.
所以，看见神的。祝福就在他的道路当中。
And we can see that God's blessing is in His way.
然后我们在附近呢要盖7000户的住宅。
And then, God arranged for 7,000 households to be built.
在我们方圆一个 mile 之当中呢要盖七千户。
So within 1 mile radius of the church, we'll have 7,000 households to be built.
当我们在跨年的那个1月1号的那个祷告的行进祷告，我们就走到了 McCandless 那个社区去，就在我们斜对面。
So that when we had the cross year camp, family camp, that we on the first day of the year, we went to the community in McCandless.
大清晨，好，一月一号大清早，我们就看到所遇见的，我们大概遇见了大概4-5个人吧，大部分都讲中文。
And then out of 4 to 5 people that we met on the first day of the year, most of them speak Chinese.
所以神已经把人带到我们的面前来。
So God have brought people to us.
这是什么？这是神的智慧。
And what is this? This is the wisdom of God.
如果在当初那个 building, 我们继续待在那个地方的话，六年前我们就不断的待在那边。到今天我们就还在那个地方。
So that we look back that if we did not experience what happened 6 years ago, we'll probably still be there now.
所以当我们遇见一些不能够理解的事情，所以甚至你觉得不可思议的这种怪事临到我们的时候呢，你要有一个信心，就是神的意念高过我们的意念，他的道路高过我们的道路。
So when you experience things that is beyond your comprehension, that you have to strongly believe that God's way is above your way.
第三件事情呢，我们第三个眼光就是来看祷告的时候呢，我们这一位是在我们在天上的那个父，
and
我们的父亲。
And the third thing is this is our Father in heaven.
他是一位慈爱的一个天父。
And he is a Father full of mercy.
当我们来祷告来到他面前的时候，这是他最喜欢的，跟我们一起的。我常常说这是一个 quality time。
And of course, when we come and pray in front of him, we spend quality time with him.
我们来到神面前，我们要知道一件事情：他不只有能力、有智慧，而且呢，他愿意听我们祷告，他爱我们。
So that we have to remember that not only that he have wisdom and power, that he delighted to speak with us, and when we come and pray to him.
因为我们得称为神的儿女。他听我们祷告，这是一个我们得到的一个特权，所以这是不能够轻视的一件事情。
That's because we will have the privilege to be the children of God.
我们再看约翰一书3:1。
And let's look at First John chapter 3.
他说：“你看父赐给我们是何等的慈爱，使我们得称为神的儿女，我们也真是他的儿女。”
And he talked about how great is the love of a father, and he's lavish on us.And then we should be called children of God.
所以当我们去祷告，向神祷告的时候，我们真的要有个心，他就是我们的阿爸，他就是我们的爸爸，这么的亲密，这么的亲切。
So when we come before him and pray, that we will have the idea that he is really our dear Abba Father.
他会回应我们的祷告。
He will respond to our prayer.
像我们孩子，我不知道你对你的孩子怎么样。我当了父亲以后，我就比较能够体会一点什么叫做为父的心肠。
And then I'm not sure how you treat your children, but after I become a father, I can start to understand how does the father feel.
当我们在坐月的时候，听到小 baby 啊，坐月子的时候听到小 baby 哭啊，怎么办
？And when the baby was still very young, you know, less than 1 month old, well, when you hear the baby cry, well, what do you do?
你不是赶快把你旁边的那个还在坐月子的太太踢一踢，哎，喂奶，要不就是你赶快去冲牛奶，因为什么？他饿，你要怎样？你要喂他。
Now, well, either you ask your wife to give the milk, or you do the formula yourself, because you know the baby was hungry.
一直到今天，如果孩子他说他饿的话呢，我们是没办法忽视的，马上要 do something 去让他不要饿，这是做父亲。
And even now that when your children are hungry, well, you'll do something about it.
有时候我的孩子看我在吃某一项东西，很好吃。我这有的时候是特别，我是特别买来我自己要享受一下。他们就会坐在旁边看，觉得我也想吃。
So for some time that you actually bought something, just for yourself, and they will just come and sit beside you and say.
你知道这个时候你就会发现说孩子生多也不见得是那么好。
Then now you know that maybe there's some slight.
然后你看着他们的眼光，那个眼光，好了，给你了，就是给他们吃了，就是这样。
And then you look at them and say, "All right, fine, I'll give it to you."
这是什么？这是阿爸。
And what is that? That's Abba.
然后呢，有时候他们会做一些危险的事情。
And or sometimes they will do something that is dangerous.
像我们在台湾的时候，那个小的不懂，那个过马路啊，我就啊，不要跑，什么，这很紧张啊，车子很多。
And so when we were in Taiwan, there was a son, you know, the little kids that does not really know how dangerous the road is. You know, you try to stop it.
当我们走在那个街上的时候呢，后面有车子来，我们就一群人喊车子来喽，一群人都喊，大家都靠。
And then when we were walking on the street, that we'll be warned, and among us, that the cars are coming.
他们遇到困难、遇到危险的时候，我们会竭尽一切要保护他们。这是什么？阿爸。
So when they are in danger, we'll do everything to protect the children. And what is that? That's Abba Father.
有的时候我们的孩子做错了事情，我们怎么样？我们做爸爸的就去纠正他们，帮助他们。
So that your children do something wrong, that you will try to correct them.
还有一个最贴心的事情，就是做爸爸的就很想跟孩子一起玩，
and
在一起。
Or a lot of time that as a father that you want to spend time with your children.
我们有时候啊，我就跟孩子一起花时间跟他们玩。
So a lot of time I spend time to play with them.
有时候我就很喜欢玩那个 Monopoly 那个大富翁干嘛？跟他现在不太喜欢玩那个。
And then a lot of time I like to play Monopoly, but now they are not really.
不，那东西真的是很好玩。那个。
But Monopoly is pretty good.
他们还不能体会什么叫做我的意念高过你的意念，我的道路高过你的道路。
They have some distance to understand that my way is higher than their way.
做父亲的就是想跟他们在一起，然后有很多的这种互动哈，之间在一起的相处，你也不要说什么，就是在一起，那就是一个很贴心、很满足的时刻。
So that as a father, that you just really want to spend time with them, that for the interaction, that you will be fulfilled.
所以我们看见的这一位神呢，他就是这样子，他不是一个陌生冷漠的人，他是我们的爸爸，他愿意跟我们这样子在一起。
So that this God is not cold, not distant, that He is willing to spend time with us.
所以当我们来到神面前的时候呢，我们这三个态度，第一个，我们要知道说，我们是一个依附他的态度。
So that as we come before God, that we need to have three different attitudes. The first one is the attitude of dependence, that we depend on Him.
我们要承认自己一无所有，一无所知，一无所是，一无所能。
And we need to admit that we know nothing, we are nothing.We own nothing, and we're capable.
第二件事情，我们要认识到上帝他的智慧跟他的能力。有时候我们不明白，但是那是更高越、更好的一个旨意。
And then the second thing is we need to recognize that God is all powerful, and His way and His thought are higher than our thought and our way, even though it's different.
第三件事情，我们要知道，他不是一个冷冰冰的，他是一个真正的一个热情的、有爱的一个父亲。我们应该。把他就是当作我们的爸爸，我们一起来祷告。
And then the third thing is that he is not a cold and distant father. He is compassionate and he wants to be with us.
所以，当我们今天我们谈到我们要建造一个祷告的教会，最重要的就是我们要知道我们的祷告的对象这一位神是什么样的一位神。
So when we're talking about building a house of prayer, that we must understand who God is.
他是我们在天上的父。
And He is our Father in heaven.
让我们来祷告。
Let's pray.
亲爱的天父，我们谢谢你，主啊，你是我们在天上的阿爸父。主，很多的时候我们不认识你，我们虽然知道你，甚至读了很多的圣经，也懂得你的奇妙的作为，但很多的时候，当事情发生在我们周围，发生在我们自己身上的时候，我们就忘记了，我们就离开你，我们甚至怀疑、不信，甚至啊，我们有很多的抱怨。主，求你让我们的眼睛被打开，知道你是我们的阿爸，你永远负我们的责任，而且你喜欢我们向你祷告，你要将你的旨意，将你那更高的意念和更高的道路来指教我们。主啊，求你帮助我们常常存着一个谦卑的心，能够来到你面前来祷告，好叫你的旨意透过祷告能够让我们明白，也让我们在祷告当中放下一切的重担，好叫我们的祷告能够成为一个馨香的祭来到你的面前，不止你得了荣耀， 主啊，也让我们得了安息，求主再次帮助我们，谢谢主，奉靠主耶稣基督得胜的名祷告，阿们。我们来唱阿爸父。